Listen up, yo. Linie, linie, show. Listen up, yo. Linie, linie, show.
Listen, listen up, yo. The linie, linie, show. Bumabalik every week. Parang yo-yo. Sa office, sa condo, sa FX, sa kanto. Wala pinipili, basta pili-pili Pino. Listen, listen up, yo. The linie, linie, show. Humahalik.
To the millions and millions of listeners around the world. Welcome to the Linya Linya Show, powered by Anima Podcasts. Our special guests for today, from a Filipino band that dabbles in the genres of modern rock, funk, and pop, Pio Dumayas and Raymond King of Lola Amor. Boom!
Hey, what's
Hello.
Up?
Hello.
Boom. Musta, musta. Boom.
Boom indeed.
Kumusta, Ray and Pio? Kumain na ba kayo?
Ako hindi pa, actually. Late kami kumakain dito sa bahay. So, mamaya na lang.
9:30. Anong oras ba usually yung ano nyo? Gantong normal time, late ang normal time nyo mag-dinner?
Oh, mga 8:45, parang gano'n.
Oh my, so ikaw ano? Na. Ikaw, Ray?
Oh, depende na lang. Kailan free. Mag-isa lang kasi ako dito.
So, ano eh, medyo ano yun ah, medyo late yun na dinner ah. Parang, bakit medyo late? Parang galing work gano'n?
Nasanay lang kami na gano'n kasi yung mom ko late umuwi ng work. Ever since ang bata pa kami, lahat ng mga naging trabaho niya, siguro 8:30 na yung usual time na dumadating siya. Tapos tatambay pa siya sa kotse ng 15 minutes para mag-cellphone, mga ganun. So, nasanay na kami na 8:30, 8, mga ganun, 8:45, nagdi-dinner.
And kayo, Ray, ano rin? Sabay-sabay ng family na ganung time o parang kung anong
sa
oras?
Sa bahay, oo. Pero pag nasa office where I stay during the weekend, weekday, since mag-isa lang ako, ako na bahala. Paminsan, alas 6, paminsan alas 12 na.
Hindi naman yan effect din ng ano, pagbabanda. Na, pag nasa banda ba, mas erratic din yung oras ng pagkain?
Hindi. Pag nasa banda, lagi kang kumakain.
Talaga? Pag nasa gig, Laging may ready silang food. So, kusog ko lagi.
Soundcheck, merienda. Tapos in between merienda and dinner, mag-iikot ka para maghanap ng may frozen yogurt, ganun. Tapos ano, tapos pagkatapos ng show, may dinner.
Siguro if anything, affect siya ng OT sa day job. Kaya erratic yung
pagkain.
Actually, daanan natin mamaya yung mga day job nyo. Pero curious lang ako, may effect ba yung ano yung kinain mo before going to the gig sa nagiging performance nyo?
Well, mood, I guess it affects our mood. Kung ano yung mga nakain namin. Kung puro ano lang, kunyari, may mga times na may dadating na sobrang daming cake tsaka cookies or desserts na bigay na mga fans. And pag nasa holding room ka kasi, hindi mo matitiis eh. Lahat lang nakikita, dahil wala kang ginagawa, lahat ng pagkain na nakikita mo, titirahin mo, di ba? Tama, Raymond, di ba? Nakikita na namin yung effects nun kung tignan mo yung mga before and after pictures namin of touring, di ba? So, there was this one point where we were, gano'n ka bigat, Ray? One, ano?
Oo, what? Lang po sa tayo 1,000 pounds.
1,000 pounds?
Ako, nagsimula ako sa Lola Amor, I think I was 160. Ngayon, 200 na ako eh. So,
ano ba yon? May effect nga sa pagbabanda rin. Nakaka-ano ba? Nakakalaki ba pag nagbabanda? Dahil nga, panay kain. Ganun.
Panay kain. Tapos, since, you know, you have to go out. Lalo na sa amin, after work kasi. So, after work, we go to the gigs, recording, rehearsal. Nabawalan din ng oras mag-exercise, you know. So, minsan, you know, you pack on the pounds.
Pero ano bang ano nyo? Ayan, puntahan natin yung day job nyo. Anong mga day job nyo?
I run yung family business namin. Right after graduation, ako na yung nag-handle nito. Then, sakto rin yung pandemic. So, inaayos ko yung mga processes dito sa business. Yun lang.
If you don't mind, anong nasa ang industry na business?
Medyo weird kami kasi we make custom office supplies. So, Mainly B2B yung kinikater namin. So, may mga pinafile pang mga papeles. We make binders and those stuff. Meron din kaming stitching department so we can make bags na custom. Pero mainly B2B talaga.
Okay. Si Pio?
Right now, I'm a producer for Vice Asia. So, gumagawa ako ng vertical content sa yung mga Reels, TikToks for our Vice Asia platform. So, wala, my job basically is to think of content and produce it. Ako lang yung video person dito sa Pilipinas ng Vice Asia. So, wow. Essentially, yung ginagawa ko, mag-iisip ako ng pwede kong shoot dito sa Pilipinas. Tapos, shoot ko. Maghanap ako ng crew. Maghanap ako edit. Kung wala akong mahanap na mag-edit, ako mag-edit. Parang ganun. So, employed content creator ako. Parang ganun.
Wow! Possibly, napanood ko na siguro yung ibang nagawa mo kasi minsan napapatambay ako sa Vice Asia. Pero sa YouTube, so iba rin yung
iba
sa
yun.
YouTube.
Ay, ibang okay. Department yun. Sila, masan sila. 4 documentaries a year. Parang ganun. Something like that. Hindi rin ako masyadong familiar. Pero kami kailangan every week may 3 videos, 2 videos, parang ganun. So, ibang-iba talaga yung work environment nila kaysa sa amin. So,
hindi, akala ko parang sinasplice lang yung mga documentaries kung gagawin mo siyang vertical. Iba rin?
Meron iba. Pero I make vertical first content. So, hindi na siya dadating sa YouTube. Doon lang sa at most YouTube shorts. Ganun. It's made for vertical. It's even shot in vertical actually. Naka ganun yung camera ko.
So, ano ba? Parang ever since ba na nagbanda kayo, meron na rin kayong ibang ginagawa? Meron na rin kayong ibang day job? Napagsasabay niyo na talaga?
School. So, we started second year college. Actually, maraming information sa internet kung kailan kami nag-start. Mm-hmm. Technically, high school, pero hindi pa kami Lola Amor nung high school. Ano lang, banda-banda lang. Ano lang, two different bands that were collaborating at some points in time. And then, eventually, naging Lola Amor kami nung 2016. So, at that time, we were still second year college. Then we stayed that way until we were all sixth year college. And then, nag-pandemic.
Nag-extend talaga kayo? Nag-extend to 6 years dahil sinasabay niyo yung banda?
Hindi ko sa lahat ng banda yun. Sa lahat namin yun.
Ako, bagsak lang talaga ako, man. Bagsak lang talaga.
Sayang, yun na yung chance. Pwede nyo naman sabihin yun, nagbabanda kasi kayo.
Hindi, syempre, kailangan.
Hindi, kailangan may integrity tayo. Kailangan ng mundo na tanga kami. Hindi kami nagpapanggap dito.
So, sa lahat na nag-aaral dyan, kaya nyo magbanda. Kung bumagsak man, hindi yun dahil sa banda.
Hindi kasalanan ng pagbabanda, no? Hindi. Pero yun ba naranasan niyo, syempre parents ganyan. Agad-agad ba supportive yung mga parents niyo sa endeavor na to or parang palag din sila? Syempre baka sinasabi nila, "Uy, 6 years na kayo sa college. Kailan niyo planong balak?" Ganun. Dumaan sa ganun syempre.
For all of us actually hindi. 'Di ba? Meron bang ganun? We had other kinds of pressures, pero never pressure from our parents. All our parents were very accepting. Strange enough. Kasi growing up in a band, hindi siya mabilis eh. Hindi namin binuhos lahat ng oras namin doon. Parang initially, we were just jamming on the weekends. Tapos sometimes, we would get gigs. And because it's so, what do you call it? Infrequent. Supportive parents namin, uy, galing, nakascore sila ng gig. Tapos eventually, over time, hindi namin namalaya na dumadami na yung gigs. Sanay na sila at that point. So, I don't think anyone received any pressure like that. Unless,
actually, ako meron.
Ay, okay, wala pala
akong kwenta. Not necessarily with Lola Amor. Meron ang mga banda noon that hindi naman sila supportive, more like hindi nila alam. Kasi syempre, kailangan mag-focus sa studies and all of that. So, hindi ko lang sinasabi. Because I wanted to play, to improve. Pero nung pasok sa Lola Amor, I guess, nakita naman na may direction. Hindi naman siya parang jamming lang. Like, at an early point in our quote-unquote career, medyo may duelo na, may direction. So, it was more like, nakita nila na it was something that would be fruitful. Mm-hmm. But I did go through that. Hindi naman sa not supportive, more like takot lang ako noon ipaalam sa kanila na I was guiding my focus.
I remember there was this one time you were telling me na your parents were your parents would make you choose. Hindi sa ayaw na sa banda. They're just telling him to, they would rather that he choose what he wants instead of balancing and failing at both.
It was more of a one-time question. Nung papasok na ako sa college, yung dad ko actually asked me kung gusto ko mag-aral ng music or not. Then sabi niya, kung gusto mo music, you go with music. Pero kung gusto mo yung isa, wag ka pumunta sa music because you're just gonna set yourself up for failure. Syempre, just being supportive but at the same time,
protective. Yeah. Baka iba din ano, no? Perspective din ng ano, no? Ng older generation, possibly ng parents natin na mas sanay sila sa single direction lang, no? Single profession.
Yeah, but you know, me being the great child that I am, beyond getting...
Look at me now. That was me. So, pero di ba? Pero grabe, no? Napagsabay nyo all throughout. And siguro aga nyo rin nga kasi nagsimula, no?
Oh.
Maaga.
It really helps that we were friends all the way since high school. So magkabarkada na kami nun. So sanay na kami sa isa't isa. Not much drama. Very, very rare. And yeah, it was easy to balance it actually. Actually, hindi siya madali. Lagi kaming puyat and lagi kaming pagod. But we rarely received any parang burden from, you know, working with each other.
Wow. Baka yung ibang banda sabihin na sana all, no? Kasi marami rin drama yung mga ibang band siguro, no? And uso rin syempre yung palipat-lipat, breakup, ganyan. Pero kayo kasi nga, parang yung roots nyo nanggaling sa iisang ano lang, no? Place. Saan ba kayo nag-high school?
Sa La Salle Zobel kami. Pero, actually, ano na eh, yung original members dito sa banda, I think we are only 5 remaining out of the 7 before. Tama, di ba? And they, 4 remaining out of the 7 before. So it was just, so right now it's just me, Raymond, and Messina, and Zoe. So 4 yun, patang. Kaya ka bang pilang.
Tapos yung tatlo, meron pa rin tatlo. No?
Ah, yeah.
Replacement. Oh, na replacements na.
Session musicians, mga ganun. And then, meron rin kaming, ano, pag malaki yung gig, mag-extra horns kami para lang pumapa. Mga ganun. But OG members from Zobel.
From Zobel. Then college, magkakasama pa rin yung OG members.
Hindi.
Iba-iba na. Iba-iba ng college.
Sila, oo. Sila. Kami, nung dati naming saxophonist, same college kami, pero every weekend na kami magkasama dahil sa banda eh. So, buong buhay ko sa UP, hindi ko siya nakita. Once lang ata. Dahil sumabay ako sa kanya, papuntang gig.
Malawak na masyado, no? Pag college. Parang at least pag high school, maliit lang ang campus eh. Pero at least pag tawid ng college, ano na. Kahit na, oo.
Pabayaan mo na ka magkabagong kaibigan.
Actually, yeah.
Diba? Every weekend na tayo nagkikita for 4 years eh. Pabayaan mo naman ako.
So, sorry, ilang taon na kayo basically?
Like age as a person?
Age as a person. Okay.
6 years, ano, 27, di ba rin?
Ako 26, but yeah,
26, 27. Millennial pa rin, ano? Millennial, no? Millennial, tama. Younger
sa
millennial.
Cusp.
Nasa cusp. Okay.
I'd like to consider myself one.
Boomer.
boomer, yeah. Boomer. I'm a baby boomer.
Ako naman, okay. Siguro yung ano, unang encounter ko sa inyo ay sa isang event ng Linya Linya noong 2018. Hindi ko alam kung naalala niyo pa. Yung Linya Linya Night sa Green Sun.
That was her first gig actually with her manager, si Mika.
Ah, wow. Shout out kay baby sister Mika. No?
Baby so, sister?
Baby sister ko yan, si Mika.
Mika's like 58 years old. Though.
58. 57 ata? 57?
Ah,
57. Hindi, pero si... context lang na si Mika that time. Ay, 57 ano,
na.
57 na siya. Grabe, ilan na siguro siya ngayon. Grabe, kawawa. Buti na lang wala siya dito. Buti na lang wala siya dito para kontra yung dahil. Pero baka nakikinig siya somewhere. Anyway, pero yung ate niya yung friend ko, office mate ko.
Talaga.
Si Miguel. No, so shout out din kay Miguel. So 6 years din ata kami mag-work ni Miguel sa government. Tapos doon namin nakilala si Mika. Tapos yung time na yun ata, sinisimulan niya pa lang din yung Raccoon. No? So, mm-hmm. nagkaroon din kami ng partnership with Raccoon and sobrang saya nung Green Sun na yun. Naalala niyo pa yung mga kasama sa ano na yun, sa gig na yun?
Muni-muni. Muni-muni. Iba yung, kalimutan ko, dami na kasing Green Sun gigs eh, parang pare-pareho sila sa...
Nagme-meld
sila sa, ano, sa memories ko.
Muni-muni, one click straight, O-Flam,
O-Flam, yeah.
Tom Story.
Tom's, I was thinking
music. Sandwich? Up, eh. Sandwich was there? I'm not sure.
Wala.
Ah, wala.
Cheats tsaka Autotelic. So mga medyo kasabayan nyo rin, no? Medyo mga kasabayan nyo rin over October. Oh. Yan.
Halos, and, yeah. Except Autotelic and
mas nauna.
Cheats, nauna lang sila.
Nauna.
But everybody else, parang same lang.
Tom Story.
Nauna si Tom's, yeah.
By a lot, yeah.
Nung panahon na yan, sino yung mga influence nyo? Siguro sa ano, sa local music muna.
Well, syempre, bato pa lang ako, mga OG, dyan yung parokya. Yun, malaking influence sila yung faces nila si Bui sa akin.
Mm.
During that time, and until now, fan ako ng bandang Shirley.
Mm.
Talagang fan ako noon. Tapos, sino ba? Dub, Urban Dub.
Mm.
Franco. Medyo on the heavy side ako, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun yung mga pinapakinggan ko at that time.
At that time ako, ano eh, O-Flam, Ransom, yung mga nag-Wonderland. At that time. I forgot the rest. Ang tagal na kasi parang nawasulo kong go. That was like an era ago nung college pa ako. Payat pa rin ako ngayon. Pero ano pa ako nun? Basta ganun.
Pero yung ano yun, yung sound nyo, no? Parang niisip ko rin yung mga punk kasi, no? Funk. Meron ba kayong sinusunda na funk, local funk band nun, ganyan? Mas soul and funk, ganyan.
Hindi rin eh. Local, hindi. Pero I think we all like the Yug-Yugan na as a song. Right? That was, you listen to that together. That was one.
Mm-hmm.
Ikaw, Ray, may masasabi ka ba?
At that time, funk parang wala. Actually, soul, yeah. I mean, you have South Border. Do you count them as soul?
R&B soul, pwede.
R&B soul.
Grabe, sobrang bata ko. Grabe. Kasi ano eh, parang ang limited lang din nung pwedeng mapakinggan na local na ano eh, na ganun.
At
that time na yon. At that time.
Radyo lang eh.
Oh, that time, grabe. Parang kukonti lang, di ba sila? Freestyle, ganyan. May ano rin. May trotot din, ganyan. So,
soul R&B.
Oo, yan. Ako, ina-imagine ko na, iniisip ko kung napakinggan nyo eh, kasi naalala ko rin sa inyo yung Out of Body Special eh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Diba nag-reunion nata sa, like, in the last few years or something?
Yeah.
Went to Taiwan, tama, no? Taiwan.
Taiwan, or wasn't it, was it not 19 East?
No, I mean, somebody moved out to Taiwan.
Ah, that's why they gigged in the I'm not sure. I forgot. But they had a gig. They had a gig.
Parang nga nag-reunion. Kasi I think, ano eh, yung vocalist din ata nila si Carlos Magno. Parang nag-migrate na ata sa ibang bansa, if I'm not mistaken.
Hmm.
Kaya parang ano rin sila. Pero wala lang. Naalala ko lang din sila. College din ata ako. Napapakinggan ko na sila. Yung Out of Body Special. Ang refreshing din makakinig ng ganong ano no, tunog sa panahon na puro ano ren mas alternative the rock ganyan.
Yeah, very diba? Very alternative.
Tapos ako kasi siya yung fusion din ng hip hop eh. Grabe. No, sa kanila. Pero kayo siguro interesting din yung naging experience niyo with ano eh collaborating with Al James. Kumusta yung experience na yan?
Una kasi dahil lang sa Coke Studio yun. At that time, di ba, parang hindi naman kami pwedeng pumili ng iko-collab namin. Doon kami naging magkaibigan. Like, we covered his song Paumaga and he covered Pwede Ba? At that time. And ano, sobrang tuwang-tuwa kami dun sa version niya actually. Sabi ko nga sana atin na lang yun. No?
Parang it's better.
Ganda, it's better. At that time, it was very, you know, novel to us na, ala, galing, naging rap yung Pwede Ba. But then after that, di naman sa we kept in touch, pero we didn't, hindi ko naman sabi we did burn any bridges kasi grabe naman yun. Pero we stayed on good terms. We would see each other in some gigs because a lot of a few fans actually would request na maging magka-line up kami. A few times we performed on stage na yung Sundan Mo Ko, sabay namin tinugtog, sundan siya sa stage, live band. I mean, kami yung live band, pero yeah, so may banda siya nun. And eventually, nung pandemic, we messaged him to collaborate with us for our song Madali at that time. And I don't think there was any other better rapper that we could get other than Al James for that song. So, masakto niya, for
that song. Tapos it was, you know, it's always nice yung ano experience of collaboration itself kasi hindi talaga namin maiisip yung iniisip niya. So, no. I guess that's what I liked about the collaboration kasi parang sa like us, sa katagalan na namin magkasama, sometimes we already know what we're going to think of, what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So, it was, hindi naman, more like, we're less surprised with each other. Pero nung we brought somebody from the outside in and nag-contribute sa kanya, sabi, wow, wow, ito ah. Like, never in a million years would we have thought of that part or whatever, that lyric. So, yun yung nagustuhan ko sa pag-collab with that.
Parang refreshing din, ano?
Sabi nga ni Raymond, when we write a song, over the, dati, ang dami pang bagong ideas na opposing each other. Pero, because we play with each other so much. And I think this is true for, you know, a lot of bands, for all bands that have been together for this long. When you write a song, sometimes, I mean, it's nice that you can read each other and then alam mo, same direction kayo at gusto, ano nang pupuntahan. Pero sometimes it puts you, like, in a trap, eh. You get stuck. Kasi, alam mo, magiging pareho na lang yung formula nyo for a lot of songs. And it's happened before to, ano, to some songs, you can see na medyo may pagka may style na yung structure namin ng songs. Like, a lot of songs go heavy at the end. Yun na yung naging natural. Yun na yung natural. That became our natural flow for writing a song. So, recently, yung mga bago naming songs, ano na, para may rule na, oh, okay, let's write this song, pero bawal ganitong ending kasi last three songs na nirelease natin, ganun yung ending. Parang ganun. So,
So parang pag may collaborator ka rin, at least may ibang pwedeng likurin, ano? Para may bali rin na may malalagay na ibang flavor na pwede may mabuong iba, no?
Yeah. And sometimes, it's challenging. Or di lang flavor eh, maninibago ka talaga. It goes against your grain, I guess. Like with Al James in Madali, usually kasi pag gumawa kami ng verse, it's either like 4 chord progressions or 8 chord progressions. So even yun, diba? Parang it always, that's what feels right to us. Then for this song, Al James requested 12. So kami, ha? Parang nagagawin yung 12. Yeah. But that was just one of those moments na we were pushed to do something different that we would never have been okay with unless someone asked us. Tapos nahiya kami mag-ano. To be like, what do you mean 12? That's weird.
Well, grabe yung kinalabasan na song. And kayo ba, parang meron pa kayong ibang iniisip na dream collab local na ano na artist or band?
Ray, ikaw.
Actually,
or kahit fun lang, parang ganun.
Fun lang. I guess the easiest answer talaga to anybody is yung mga pinapakinggan mo ngayon. Funnily enough, yung mga pinapakinggan ko ngayon is Basil Valdez and Regine Velasquez.
Oh my God, grabe naman yun. Kung biglang wag ano, no? Basil Valdez. Wow.
I don't know.
Bagay yung boses niya ata. Malalim.
but apart from that, syempre yung mga iniidolo ko nung bata, parokya, work on dub. Yeah, I just name a few. But as of now, yun talaga pinapakinggan ko mga ballads. thinking mga ganun.
I think ako right now we're focusing on like our own sound. We're writing an album and it's very parang ganun yung mindset. That's where my mind is at right now, finding our band's sound kasi first time namin mag-album. So but right now I think the most my inclination to collaborate would be yung mga kasama namin sa mga gigs, yung mga alam mong masaya ka collab kasi you're already friends outside the recording room. So iba rin kasi pag nag-collaborate ka with a person that you're not really so familiar with, like on a personal level, may awkwardness pa, parang may holding back kang nararamdaman from both sides, both socially and musically, parang ganun. So I think right now yung mga kasama namin lagi sila Dilaw, I would have no problem with collaborating with any of the people from our last gigs lineup. Tama ba, Ray? Last gig natin
ito ba yung ano, yung last gig yung sa ano, 1-2-3 Block, yun ba yun?
Okay.
Yun. Nandun yung ano eh, yung social media head namin, si Ranz, na ano rin, kasama ko dito sa Linya Linya Show, na parang, basta kasama ko dito sa show, super fan nyo, tapos ano, nandun siya, umuulan niya talaga doon, ano?
umuulan
tapos niya. Sabi niya sa akin, habang tumutugtog daw yung Any Names Okay, bigla daw sumigaw yung banda sa likod.
Bigla kami yun eh. Di kami yun, si Celine doon
ang pala. Di naman pala. Yung pala kayo yun eh.
Tsaka si Mika, sumisigaw. I mean, sumigaw kami eventually, pero yung unang mga tumitili, sila Mika yun, sila Celine, mga kasama namin sa Warner. So, syempre sila yung nag-check eh. Kami doon lang kami, pa-happy-happy lang kami doon.
Pero kumusta? Kumusta tong experience nyo na to? Itong, syempre gusto ko na kagad kayo i-congratulate dito sa success nitong hit song nyo na Rainy and Vanilla, no, na number one sa Spotify. Kumusta naman yung experience din sa inyo?
Ang bilis. Honestly, the ramp up was so slow kasi we had this song ready back in April, March, around that time. So, minsan tinutugtog na namin sa gigs, minsan ginagamit namin pang soundcheck, and it was something that we were working on and constantly polishing along the way, all the way until the first day of recording. All the way until we finished recording, actually. May mga dinagdag pa kaming mga bago. So, that was a long process. And then, yung mga photoshoot namin, parang abagal yan. And then, nung nag-release yung song, ang bilis. Everything happened so fast. Like in 1 week na nasa charts na siya. In another week, na umabot na kami na number one. Tama ba? 1 week ba? Hindi naman. 1 month.
In another... Sakto.
Actually, sakto. Sakto 1 month. As in, months rin ang Raining in Manila. Number one siya. So, that was unbelievable. As in, we've reached like other people that we never thought we'd reach. So kasama na doon yung mga engines. Tama ba pronunciation ko? Oh, yung mga engines who are actually so helpful. Ako nagbabasa ako ng comments namin. Si Raymond rin nagbabasa ako ng comments sa mga social media. And yung mga YouTube videos namin of Raining in Manila, ang daming galing from the K-pop world. K-pop fans, di ba? So, and you can see them saying na, oh, I picked this song up because I saw this on the stream, on that stream. And it's cool kasi a lot of the fans, di sila Filipino. So may mga comments din sa YouTube na, oh, is this what Filipino music sounds like? Mga ganun. It's very flattering.
Wow.
I don't know if that's something that a lot of artists receive kasi di ako nag-talk ng videos na ibang artists. But it felt very heartwarming or fulfilling to receive those comments after this release. Yeah.
Siyempre, like, be overwhelmed din sa sobrang bilis. Pero yung talagang interesado ako, and this is just for me, is yung sa daming peace cover na pinupost ng mga tao. Kasi wala naman akong pinost na tutorial or what. Pero nasisipuran nila eh. And then, siyempre, may halo-halo yun. May mga beginner basis. na I guess for lack of a better word, hula-hula pa rin sa mga nota, just as I was before. Then may mga konting experience din. Pero yung pinaka-wild is yung pag ginawa, may ginawa silang iba. Sometimes, hindi nila alam na ginawa yun or intentional. But minsan, I'm sitting down and I'm like, ba't di ko naisip yun? So, may halong pride and jealousy na rin. Kasi, you could pick up, like from this video, you pick this up. From that video, you pick that up. Then you can make, like, at a great baseline. So, yun. Medyo na overwhelm ako sa support noon. But at the same time, ba't di ko naisip yung mga pinagkagawa nila? Eh, tagal-tagal na nagbe-base. So, it's nice na, you know, inspiration. Don't really realize that inspiration can come from anywhere. No, from a simple cover. So, yun. Pag sa live may ginawa akong bago, tingnan nyo na lang kung ginagawa ko kayo.
Pero grabe, no? Parang, well, again, sabi ko nga sa inyo kanina, no? Simula, mga 2 weeks ago, simula nung gig nyo na yun, araw-araw sa Linya-Linya office, tumutugtog yung radio in Manila. Kaya shout out sa creatives team ng Linya-Linya na ano, na nagpa-memorize sa akin nung ganda ng radio. Ano, rain or shine, tumutugtog yung radio in Manila. No? So, nice. Wow, grabe talaga, bop talaga. Talagang imposible hindi kanya sundan. Kahit sa mapunta. No, so, ang galing. Ano? And siguro, kakaiba rin yung way na mag-spread yung hit, parang hit song ngayon, ano? And napaka-evident sa nangyari sa inyo na paano nga ba napunta sa ano? Alam nyo na paano yung story nung pagkalat niya sa K-pop? Di ba, parang may gumawa ng video, tama ba, na pinapakinggan yung song nyo?
Oo. Screen recording.
Yung mga yung fans ng yung mga engines nag-comment sa live stream ni Jake ng N-Hyphen tapos to listen to our song kasi yung pinakinggan niya.
So parang live ganun.
Oh, live niya pinakinggan.
As in yung mga habang nag-live stream siya nagko-comment yung mga fans na hey, check out this song Raining in Manila. Tapos kumayag siya, pinakinggan niya, nagustuhan niya. Tapos yung video na yun, yun yung nag-viral. Yun yung madaming nakaano. Pero that wasn't the start of like how the song went viral. Like, yeah, we give credit to the K-pop community and we're very thankful for that. But a lot of it is also like, it went viral in a lot of fronts. So, pinakamalakas niya on the first 2 weeks was meme culture. Ang dami niyang mga Raining in Manila, tapos mga video ng baha. Yung paborito ko yung may isang nag-jetski sa loob ng UST. Yun, credit to at Thomas I Knows, yun natin yung pangalan niya sa TikTok. Eh, nag-viral yun. Tapos yung mga ibang video na may naglalaro sa baha, sa ulan, mga ganun. So first of all, yun, meme culture. Oh, but it didn't stop there. And I think that's because we were able to like cover a lot of fronts. Nag-lyric breakdown rin kasi ako. And I don't know if you've seen that one, but the lyric breakdown explains the song, yung paano ba, ano bang naging influence namin for the song and what the lyrics mean. So, how do I shorten this? The song is about diaspora, or rather yung mga friends mo na umalis ng bansa to pursue a better life. Doesn't matter if it's their choice or their parents. Pero yun, it's about that theme. Yung mga kaibigan mong namimiss mo na hindi mo na masyado nakakausap. So, because of that lyric breakdown, it was able to reach a lot of people outside the country. Siguro na sinesend sa kanila or something. Na may iba, may ganun yun eh pag na-pick up ng Spotify algorithm na oy bakit may Filipino song na may reach sa ibang countries, di ba? I guess something like that. That's hindi naman anomalous but that's unusual. So the algorithm will pick that up. And I don't know if you check our stats, maraming kaming listeners right now from Australia, Canada, US, sa pa ba nag-migrate mga tao, Singapore nandun rin siya sa top 10.
Dubai.
Dubai. Meron din sa ano. Yeah, Dubai. Meron din. So, ganun. So, it was the meme culture. It was the OFW and migrant culture. Or the ano, community. And then it was the K-pop community. Those are the people that we have to thank. External people that we have to thank for the virality, for the success of the song. Parang ganun.
Grabe, yung meme culture talagang may ilang linggo na nakikita ko. And kung nag-contribute din yung linya-linya sa pag-create ng and yung mga, wala, enjoy na enjoy yung mga creatives namin sa pag-isip ng kung ano-anong kalokohan. Eh. I think yan, ano pa eh, basta parang nakita pa namin sa ibang pages yung Bali na yun ng ano, yung hindi ka ba nilalambing na line. Nakita na rin namin sa iba pero parang wow, pati kami na flatter na ginaya yung Bali namin. Pero ang galing lang eh kasi parang nagiging interactive siya, no? Nagiging siyang collaborative in that sense na may ganong effect yung song nyo na yun sa ibang tao. So sa meme culture parang nagiging creative din yung mga tao eh, no? Sa pagbali nung parang may submission din sila ng version nila nun. Or sa nila na-imagine yung na pwede maging soundtrack yung song na yan. Diba? Ganyan. So, interesting talaga yung sa meme culture. Ano? And talagang yun yung thing niya. No? Hindi siya sadya eh. No? Hindi siya sadya. Hayaan mo siyang pumunta sa mga pages sa mga tao and sila bahala dun. Yung OFW naman, ikaw, Pio, ikaw ang nagsulat ng song?
Ako nagsulat ng most of the lyrics pero the main lyric it's been raining in Manila, hindi ka ba nilalang. That was Raymond's.
Wow. Actually,
funny story guy kasi ito eh, dahil ang dami lang nadaanan na lyrics but it was because parang nakailang beses kami na no. So, si Raymond nagsusulat originally ng lyrics kasi busy also worked for like 2 months so hindi ako makapag-contribute like creatively. So he had like how many drafts, Raymond, of lyrics for the song?
Marami. Maalala, marami.
At least how many? At least how many?
Maybe 5. Dumaan pa siya sa ibang set of chords eh.
Oh. Tapos, may style kami sa banda na ano, na pag si Raymond gagawa ng kanta, pero alam niyang papalitan yung lyrics. Pero siya yung bounce board for us to think of better lyrics. So siya yung alay, parang ganun. And then he goes, and napapakita niya yung lyrics, do you like it? Sabihin ko, no. And then sabi niya, okay, babalik lang siya, magsusulat na siya. Walang sawaan ng loob, parang ganun.
May ganung dynamic yung ano niya. Parang may batuhan pa rin ng ano sa inyo. Pero mostly nagagaling kay Raymond muna, tama ba?
Hindi naman mostly. It depends on the song. Minsan, yung lyrics ko, ayun na yun. Minsan, may binabato ako na pinabalitan. And most of the time, actually, yung mga lyrics lang ni Pio yun. But, yeah. I mean, there's no sense naman eh to feel bad. Just
tuloy lang, tuloy lang. Just hanggang mabuong.
Keep writing, keep trying, keep failing. Lang naman yun eh.
Tsaka we only reject things because we don't think it sounds good. Parang ganun. Tsaka very democratic kami sa banda. Parang if more people like it than more people than people hating it. We keep it. Unless may ano, may hard pass. Parang ganun, ha? Hard pass pwede mo i-veto kung gusto mo talaga tanggal.
And wala, ini kaya ko lang na tinatanong kasi hindi ko alam kung may intent niya to ano to tap yung Filipinos abroad. May ganun bang intent ito, Ray, nung simula?
Actually, yung nagsulat ng kanta na to, the music was David. Then, initially, lumapit siya sa akin as throwing in ideas again what we talk about. Yung keyword doon is yung missing somebody. You know? So actually, unang set ko ng lyrics, yung miss ko lang girlfriend ko. Yun siya. But since the keyword was missing, it was easily translated to yung asya sinabi ni Pio, your friends moving away to different country. Kasi, you know, generally the same idea of missing. Though, isa yun sa initial ideas talaga ni David. Something around that idea, something around missing your friend na umalis. It's just that hindi ako able at that time to write kasi hindi yun yung nararamdaman ko. So, yun. So, that's when the bouncing of ideas.
So, kasi initially, the prompt was may nagustuhan kaming City Pop song na it's called Sparkle by Tatsuru Yamashita. And the whole band was obsessed with it. And then we decided gusto namin gumawa ng City Pop song. So si David, siya yung pinakama well-versed sa music theory. Eh. Kasi siya rin yung nag-aral ng music in the States pa, diba? Sa Berklee College of Music. So siya yung gumawa ng mga chords. And then medyo nung nabuo na yung song, kulang pa rin ng pagka-City Pop. Eh. So siya yung nagkwento sa akin na City Pop was born out of the golden age of Japan, or economic boom of Japan, hindi pala golden age, you know, economic boom of Japan in the 80s. So at that time, a lot of people were moving in from the provinces into Tokyo, into the cities. So nagkaroon ng parang collective consciousness or this feeling of missing people outside the city. So nung hindi na ako busy, nung sumali na ako dun sa songwriting, ang naging inspiration ko to write lyrics was like, how can I use the history of city pop and apply it to Filipino culture, diba? Kasi wala namang gustong, who wants to migrate here, diba? So wala namang, di siya authentic. Di siya common dito. Like, you ever hear anyone abroad goes like, yo, you know, my dream is to live in the Philippines. Diba? Usually, my dream is to live somewhere. Mga ganun. Wala ka narinig ganun. So, that's how I thought of like the premise for the song. And I think it was able to, nung halfway through the songwriting process, for me talaga, it's still not city pop. Nawala yung pagka-city pop niya. I guess yung chords nandun pa rin. Pero it doesn't, as a person like me, who is not that well versed in musical theory, I was like, this does not sound like the Japanese songs that I like to listen to, you know, on my streaming platforms. So nung na-realize na namin ko paano gagawin yung lyrics, dun naging buo na yung pagka city pop niya, and that's when we became happy with like how it turned out. So,
okay lang. Galing. Ang ganda lang na ano rin, na mahima yung ano no, yung pinanggalingan din ng song, no? And nakaka-amaze mapakinggan na kung paano rin nabubuo at nabubuhay yung isang song from intent to, 'di ba, influences na pumapasok, so paano mo siya ma-mold to a more siguro relatable at mas may context, no, na song na mas, kaya feeling ko kaya marami ring nakarelate, no, dun sa song, dahil parang end product niya mas naging ako mas ramdam na dito talaga, no? So wow, wala ang ano lang, no, ang galing. And para maano niya, no, and parang yun niya yung iba-ibang natap niyang market, tapos umabot pa, so may parang Japanese influence to pala siya, no? Japanese culture influence. Pero K-pop din ang tinamaan niya. So parang, yeah. Parang grabe yung... And yun yan, siguro, ano no, syempre pag tinanong ko kung in-expect nyo ba to, syempre ang sagot naman, hindi in-expect siguro. No? Pero ewan ko, parang feeling ko na ang galing lang kasi hindi nyo in-expect, pero naiintindihan nyo kung bakit siya umabot sa ganito. No?
I think that's something... hindi naman unique to us, but I think that's something that we do well. Hindi lang kami musicians. We also look at our data. We also look at our fans. We take time to get to know the kind of fans that we have. And, you know, like, kasi sila yung nagsusupport sa amin. Eh. So, like, how can we like make these fans happy? It's a give and take relationship. So, you have to study. You have to do the, you know, due diligence to be able to serve these fans the right way and also balance your artistry. Parang ganun. It's not just the music, it's also the para social relationships that you develop with your fans. Parang ganun. And all the content, you know, just I-ano mo lang siya, kailangan mo lang isipin kung paano ba gumagana yung mundo ngayon. Kailangan mo cover all bases. Parang something like that.
Pio, parang nagamit mo rin ba yung, yung trabaho mo? I think yung knowledge mo rin siguro sa mundo ng content creation and all. Diba?
Yeah, actually. Yeah. The other way around also. Dati pa kasi ako gumagawa ng content for the band. Like, kasi ako lang actually ang creative sa buong band. Lahat sila engineering. So, ako film school ako sa UP. So, nung college pa kami, ako yung gumagawa ng mga ano. I actually directed one of the music videos, one of the ano, not so good ones. Pero because of those, nakagawa ako ng portfolio that got me into my current job, and then my current job helps us. Kasi mas alam ko na kung paano gumagana ng social media. Dati talaga, wala talaga kami alam. Basta gawa lang ng videos.
So parang nag-full circle din, ano?
Oo.
Nagtutulungan na lahat ngayon. No? And siguro speaking of fans, ano, sabi, ang ganda rin na sinabi mo tungkol sa fans na babalik mo rin sa kanila. Ano? And yun niya, example din talaga ito nangyari dito sa latest song nyo kung how, parang interactive nga and involved sila sa buong pagkalat din niya, no? So ngayon sabi niyo nagpe-prepare kayo for an album, tama?
Yes,
you're right. And may na ba kayo? May timeline na kayo for the release of that album?
Hindi, ayaw kasi namin ma-jinx eh, kasi lagi siyang na-jinx eh. lagi may nangyayari eh. But so yeah, secret to muna tayo dun sa timeline ng album. But I think we can reveal that there will be at least 10 songs on the album. So, yun na lang yung trade ko. Hindi namin bibigay yung date. Pero yung number of songs. Nandun, mm-hmm.
10 songs. And siguro ngayong taon, ano pang ma-expect ng listeners nyo sa inyo? Aside from, wala pang timeline yung album, pero ito bang may mga parating pa kayong other singles?
Possibly. Pero that depends how long we want to be promoting and working with Raining in Manila. You know, parang, alam mo, if people still want Raining in Manila, you can't just give another song. Oy, wag niyo na pakinggan yan, ito na. Parang ganun, matatabunan lang yung kanta. Kawawa naman yung bagong kanta, especially if you worked hard on it, diba? So yun, let's see. Let's let the fans, the public decide. Let us know how long.
Actually, baka pwedeng dito ng sa listeners natin yan, baka pwedeng kayo na mag-pressure sa lover na mag-release ng iba pang songs, Pero habang ine-enjoy pa yung Raining in Manila, Let It Rain. Na lang muna, Let It Rain muna. Hayaan natin. Intayin natin yung next na natubila yung ulan bago tayo maglabas ng bago, So, ayun lang. Siguro ito na yung time to invite yung listeners natin to parang papano pa nila kayo mas makikilala, mapapakinggan, saan nila kayo pwede mapanood.
Okay, so our most active social media would be IG. IG, sobrang active kami sa IG. Lagi kami nagpo-post ng stories namin of our gigs. Doon namin pinapost yung mga gig announcements namin. We're also on, yung broadcast channel.
So, IG broadcast channel.
Oo, lagi kami naglalagay doon ng mga, kung ano ginagawa namin, photos lang of like what we're working on. Pag nagre-record kami, pictures lang kasi maririnig yung mga kanta. Pero mga ganun, we're very personal on our social media. So if you're into that kind of content, then consider following us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We're working on our TikTok now actually. Nadamihan namin yung content namin doon. Pero dati hindi. So yeah, check it out there. And ano ba? YouTube. If you want music content, we have a lot of music content on YouTube. Meron din kami medyo kalokohan na content dati na mahanap-hanap nyo pa doon. So you can check that out too. And that's it. I think that's it.
So yun, thank you so much kay Pio and kay Ray. Sa Lola Amour, no? And marami pa silang ilalabas sa mga bagong stuff soon. Wala pang date. Pero sa ngayon, ang dami na nilang content na nasa social media. So pakinggan, panoorin natin. And yun, thank you so much guys. No, sana, ewan ko, in the future, tignan natin, sana maka-work ulit ng linya-linya, Lola Amor.
Yes.
And magkita-kita kung saan man. Pero sa ngayon, thank you so much guys. And thank you sa lahat na nakinig, sa mga fans ng Lola Amor dyan. Hello sa inyo.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.